From North State Public Radio, I'm Ken DeVol.
And I'm Eric Adams, with your headlines for Monday, June 15th.
Coming up, more on Shasta County's effort to keep prosecutors from leaving the district attorney's office.
Also, one of James Gallagher's first votes in Congress was on a major foreign intelligence surveillance tool.
And President Donald Trump turned 80 over the weekend. A Chico activist group marked the occasion with a Flag Day gathering tied to a national No Kings event.
But first, dangerous heat is settling over the northern Sacramento Valley. The National Weather Service says an extreme heat warning remains in effect through tomorrow night for parts of Butte, Tehama, and Shasta counties. That includes the cities of Chico, Oroville, Red Bluff, and Redding. Highs could reach 110, with warm overnight lows in the 70s. Forecasters recommend drinking water, staying in air conditioning, and avoiding afternoon activity.
Republican Representative James Gallagher's first week in Congress included a vote on one of Washington's most contentious surveillance powers. NSPR's Andre Bayek reports a vote was an early test of where Gallagher lines up on national security and President Donald Trump's administration.
Gallagher voted yes on a short-term extension of Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. It's a spying authority the Trump administration wanted Congress to keep alive. The measure failed, with most Democrats and 19 Republicans voting no. But Gallagher's vote aligned him with House Republican leaders and most GOP members. FISA 702 allows U.S. intelligence agencies to collect communications from foreigners outside the U.S. Critics say Americans' calls, texts, or emails can also be swept up without a warrant. Democrats said they would not help renew the surveillance tool as long as Bill Pulte remained Trump's pick for acting director of national intelligence. Trump has since nominated federal prosecutor Jay Clayton to the permanent role. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
California is suing to stop Shasta County's Measure B from taking effect this fall. The voter-approved measure would require photo ID, end most mail voting, and move the county toward hand-counting ballots. Attorney General Rob Bonta and Secretary of State Shirley Weber said Friday that the measure breaks state election law. Again, we turn to NSPR's Andre Bayek, who says the measure comes after years of fights over how Shasta County runs elections.
Election disputes in the county intensified after President Donald Trump's 2020 defeat and claims of a stolen election. County leaders have fought over voting machines, counting ballots by hand, and the state's vote-by-mail system. Supporters say Measure B would make elections more secure, but the Attorney General's office says allegations of widespread voter fraud are not supported by evidence.
Staying in Shasta, an invasive pest has turned up on a grape plant sold at Redding Costco. Shasta County agriculture officials say a glassy-winged sharpshooter was confirmed June 5th on a plant bought at the store. The insect can spread disease harmful to grapevines and agriculture in the county. The insect was also found in Chico and Marysville last month. Officials are urging residents who recently purchased grape plants from Costco to contact county agriculture departments for inspection.
Also, Shasta County supervisors hope a new budget will help address staffing shortages in the district attorney's office. The office recently said it may delay or drop up to 30% of cases because of a lack of prosecutors. The budget includes retention bonuses for attorneys and funding for an AI tool to help review police body camera footage more quickly.
Lastly, a local activist group marked Flag Day with a public gathering in Chico over the weekend. Reese Sisters held its Flags for Freedom event on the 20th Street Bridge Sunday morning. Organizers displayed flags and signs along the bridge. The event was not billed as a protest, but it coincided with a nationally live-streamed No Kings concert and event held on President Donald Trump's 80th birthday.
And those are your headlines for Monday, June 15th. Our theme song is Fast Pop and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. Find more of our news coverage at mynspr.org. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken DeVol. Hope you have a wonderful week.